It's now okay to slide your hands between your legs. Even at this point, you can begin to touch, to stimulate. Let that sensation aid you as you slide down. However, if you want to hold out, want to wait, resist, that'll be fine too. I'm sure you'll have begun before I'm done, and you'll continue onward into the time beyond, touching, stimulating, until you sleep. That's exactly what we're going to discuss. How usefully tempting it can be to let your hands slide between your legs. To begin slowly. A wonderfully soothing experience. A familiar masturbatory escape. Which, after all, may make every memory beyond this point a little hazy except for that throb, throb, throb of spreading pleasure. Pushing arousing stimulation into yourself via sensitive skin and attentive nerve endings. We might normally associate this with excitement, but when you're safe somewhere, a comfortable bed, somewhere where sleep is normal and appropriate, or dozing off would be acceptable, even welcomed, you should begin touching yourself. At those times and in those places, let my instructions resonate memorably through you and turn you on even more. After all, you're deep from my voice in the first place. Trance and bliss and touching yourself will only make it better. It'll feel better and better. Much better than normal in this place of escape where more of your brain is freed up to fixate on the sensitivity in your body that you ordinarily have to set aside in order to even function. After all, if it felt so good to even lightly caress yourself, to even barely touch against your underwear, your clothing, the movement of a current of air across the room enough to set you twitching and moaning, that kind of thing is not in line with functioning in the outside world. Therefore, it's reserved for places like this, safe, sinking locales where a deep hypnotic trance does descend, where you're blank and deep. And caressing yourself, and therefore it's all right if the sensitivity and arousal that arises out of this leaves you so utterly satiated that you can do nothing else, because the only thing you have to do other than climax is lay there, grow more sensitive, and eventually, sleep. Meanwhile, you're in the throes of this enhanced sensation. Every movement of your hands, every little touch, every stimulating squeeze or deft caress is enough to push you further than it normally would, because more of your mind is fixated on the enhanced sensitivity between your legs, the rest of your body feeling titillated as well. Any place it normally turns you on to have touched would feel more sensitive, would be stimulated by surfaces or by the air around your body even. But that is not the main attraction. It's enough to focus between your legs, and if you feel the inclination to come, you should allow yourself, because here in drowsy hypnotic sleep, the thought of your climax will mingle with the relaxing tone, the images I'm providing you, and with your memories of deep hypnotic trance in the past, and of masturbation in the past, of every time you've needed to work yourself over the edge, you've approached it, and then arrived, and then cascaded down the other side, climactically moaning your way to a satiated, exhausted body, which, thinking nothing but simple, soothing, sexy thoughts, eventually drifts off into satisfying sleep, restful and restorative until you rise in the morning. Your memories, fixated on how good it felt, rather than any particular detail. Link those things up, the process of going to sleep, and the joys of pleasure and climax. Every time you send a spark of pleasure up your spine, it expands in your mind, rebounding off the walls, clearing away. Obstructive external thought, all words gone, only the pure primal sensation of pleasurable, lustful escape, quieting your muscles just like trance does in the first place. You know you'll feel satisfied, truly satiated, fed with lust and need, and then release, when you finally come for real. But let yourself feel that early. Feel it now. Think of the climax and fixate. Remember the last time you came. The last time you climaxed and shivered and shuddered and were left panting and blank and deep and orgasmic. Let those same feelings crowd up now, amplify in the prepared, furrowed ground of your fertile mind, which has, after all, focused so much of its processing power on just this one thing, this stimulation toward climax, this ascent up the peak, down the other side of which you will slide, shivering and thrilling, clenching your stomach muscles, feeling the pleasure push through you from your brain, between your legs. Coming. That kind of thing would definitely help you drift off to sleep. After all, it's such good exercise, too. And since we're going to talk about sleeping, and how touching yourself can help you do it more efficiently and restfully, let's go into the general details of sleep. Call them to the surface. Emphasize them in a way that will have the right details and thoughts and frameworks at the surface of your mind, alongside those rebounding pulses of pleasure from between your legs, moving around, swirling all other thought away. Only the desire to come remains. And when it comes time to help yourself relax and drift off normally, the focus is often on quieting the mind. But you've got this mechanism right there to help you do that. The human body's built with many amazing and intricate systems, and right now you're engaging the one tied to libido, arousal, sensitivity. It already makes you think only of coming when you're on the edge, makes you indulge in fantasy when you're working yourself up to there. You are built that way. The mind reacts a certain way when it's horny. It's not unusual for someone to stimulate themselves right before bed, in order to induce first arousal, and then the ascent toward climax, and then the release which makes one shiver and twitch in mounting enjoyment. The mechanism's already there, inside your body, wired into you. I needn't tell you anything about it. I needn't provide any commands or training, just help you understand that it's there. Emphasize what you already have and are engaging with. Help you understand you can tie your normal sleep routine and ritual to the stimulation of your body. While preparing to go to sleep, it's useful to follow a set routine as much as possible. This induces deeper sleep, which can be more restful even if you get less of it. There are deep layers in which your brain's natural clearing off and rebooting processes happen. During any sufficiently long session of sleep, you go to this level, and however long you stay at that depth depends largely on your level of sleep hygiene and your ability to make your sleeping environment hospitable, like you are now as you touch. And the thing about that is, you're accessing cycles of sleep. It happens in stages, 45-minute cycles, which include some deep restful sleep. And the more efficiently you undergo many of these cycles, more rested you feel. Now, when you're preparing to go to sleep, your process is a bit like that, too. You make sure everything's taken care of around you. You may get cleaned up or make the bed. You may do anything else which is familiar and comforting. Adjust the pillows, adjust the blankets, find yourself moving into position, sliding your hands between your legs. Each of these components is individually contributory. And you may not feel like doing any particular one at any particular time, but the more consistency you keep in your sleep schedule and your pre-sleep activities, the more restful it's going to be, and the more drained you'll feel by each releasing climax. So it's perfectly all right to lay there and, even if you don't feel absolutely turned on, to nonetheless go through the motions of self-stimulation, letting some of your musculature start to feel tensed, and then relaxed, your stomach muscles clenching and then releasing as little spasms find their way up your spine and into your brain. That kind of thing can be a useful addition to attempts at sleep, to the pre-sleep methodology. So your own arousal aside, you should try to at least do each of the things on your sleep schedule, and that includes touching. Indeed, you may be deep enough that you must. In an attempt to add hospitable circumstances to your sleep schedule, you should really take advantage of everything at your disposal. Every possible movement and change in your body which might make you achieve that deep sleep more quickly and efficiently. This will vary person to person, but I bet touching, rubbing, finding a way up toward that climactic release will be enough to help you simply fall afterward. And this is why your hands stay between your legs, working away, finding the spots that make you feel good. Your body here in trance is more sensitive, more touchable, more perfectly stimulatable. And indeed, you may have gone so deep that you begin to touch automatically the moment you lay down for bed. Let your memory of all the times you've made yourself come flow down from your sleepy brain and into your hands, driving deft movements you only half remember, but now find unusually titillating. When you touch yourself and begin to ramp up toward climax, and your body starts feeling better and better, your muscles clench, your hands get warm, and your body flushes with desire and need. You start to think more and more sexual thoughts. There are only sexual thoughts in your head by this point, encouraging you, spurring you on, giving you a reason to keep going. You want to reach your destination. Both of your destinations, climactic release, and the sweet embrace of sleep which carries you through rested and restored, to a coming morning that is far enough away that now you can just focus on coming. There's your goal, though. To achieve orgasm, a climactic release, maybe more than one, which will make you feel so great and satisfied that your tensed muscles relax into what is, after all, very good exercise. Your hands move automatically, intently, forcing sensation into you again and again through your sensitive, overworked body, now finding itself at peace gradually. These are repetitive touches to your most sensitive location. They will continue until eventually you come, or have already and are pursuing another. And that's one of your destinations, sure. Climax, one of your goals. Let my voice encourage you, spurring you on, to touch more desperately, seeking release, relief, and sleep. Let my voice invade and assist, entering and teasing, opening the box of your fantasies and desires. Keep touching. You're trying to find new ways to make yourself drowsy and deep, after all, and this is actually a very powerful way to do that. Your body is hardwired to think of little else when sex or masturbatory stimulation are filling your head. You get fixated on touching yourself for pleasure and realize you're achieving the goal of a deeper, more efficient sleep in the process. You will keep touching, and the pleasure will keep coming even through your sensitive body. Your brain will get simpler and simpler, more and more fixated on one thing, only on your mounting climax, on the one after. The one before forgotten as pleasure nonetheless mutes and quiets your musculature and your mind, achieving a release you're waiting for. The longer you delay, the more built up the pleasure will be. And when you allow it to escape your body, when you release that orgasmic spasm, eventually it will tire you out. It will remove anything from the day which may be lingering in you, which may be making you feel less than drowsy. And it will make you so immensely satisfied and tired. And instead, you will replace the concerns of the day with the pure, wonderful orgasm you will achieve that cleanses and prepares. So keep going. Keep going, finding new sensitive parts of yourself to caress, and while you do it, realize your skin is even more attuned than normal to pleasurable nerve endings that are sparking, sending those little signals right into your brain. So much so that everything seems to arrive slowly, because your thoughts are getting out of the way. Everything is simpler than normal. You are in a place where you are using your body, using your hands, to make yourself sleepier and sleepier, drowsy and deep. You are exhausting your body in a good way, helping it set aside everything else. helping your mind forget everything outside of this narrow space in which you exist on a restful, comfortable, familiar surface that is part of your ordinary sleeping cycle, or at least safe enough to rest upon for now. Only the pure primal joy of coming and sinking exists, deep and drowsy and perfect. You will remember and retain this exquisite time where you felt the orgasm building, an intimate treat for your almost sleeping mind. You're gonna drift off eventually, but that'll happen only when release has washed through you again and again, made you moan and roll into your hands and shudder, your stomach taut, your primal animalistic desires flowing. Yes, your brain in the moment when you come will be free of all interference. When you began to touch yourself, stimulating your body in the throes of approaching orgasm, it was already the best sleep assistance in the world, but now you've learned more about it and linked it up. After all, you already lose all focus on outside issues when you're this close, or over, and then pursuing it once more. Simply allow your body to take my encouragement, my instructions, my descriptions. Take them as commands. You must touch. You are deep, and I have spoken the right words and the right tone to unlock the tumblers, open your mind to make you more ready to touch, more ready to drift and sleep and enthusiastically pursue your own climactic, spasmodic, deepening satisfaction and, frankly, further exhaustion, for that deep sleep that only comes of the completely exhausted mind. I've unlocked a fertile part of your mind, which is already ready to form an association between masturbation, prior, and deep, clean, restful, restorative escape from the world, afterward, deep, cleansing sleep. When you come, you sleep. When you get sleepier, you get closer and closer to climax, and so finding ways to drift deeper down is encouraged with pleasure flowing from your fingers, from your palms, into you, as if there were some hot electric connection there, an automated process, the machine of your flesh being wired to take you deep and down and over the edge and into sleep. And that's what you want. It's what you needed. You will come and it will take you deep. You will orgasm. You will come your way into a place of simple loss of waking concerns, where only the comfortable, sexy thoughts which accompany touching yourself will be able to make it into your conscious mind from the subconscious. You touch and you must touch, because you are so deep that my merely mentioning it makes you want to touch yourself. You have fewer inhibitions here in this deep place, even fewer cares and concerns. Here. Now. With me. So you continue to touch because you must. Your brain is very fixated between your legs, on the point where your hands are busily at work. You're making the same motions you normally do while pursuing orgasm, but enhanced, made more precise and efficient by the power of deep, controlling trance. You are relaxing towards sinking deep sleep, and you will remember this. Next time you prepare to sleep, and these words flow once more into your mind from memory, you'll touch because you must, even if you're not listening. Your hands will seem less to be your own, and more to be an extension of my will, an assist in your sleep schedule. They will touch and try to make you come, and then they'll just keep going. If you come early, that means you're going to be inundated with more and more pleasure. Your dozing, drowsy mind will just have to keep feeling it, after euphoria resonating up your spine and filling you with soothing sexual sensation fades, and then resumes. It will have been teasing you the whole time. Your hands fail to move away from between your legs. They will stay there in continuous stimulation so deep and abiding that the only thoughts which can exist in your head are thoughts of your sexy, climactic, spasming motion. You keep touching, and your mind here in this safe, sleepy place becomes all about sex, all about stimulation. You have one goal and one goal only. To continue until climax arrives, to keep it going and let your hands do what they know how to do and what they must achieve. Your body knows the particular relief and release of climax, and so tying it into this familiar sensation of waiting to drift off to sleep adds it to the ritual. After all, the process of going to sleep is always a ritual. You try to do it around the same time and in the same circumstances, minimize noise and distraction, quiet your mind before you settle in, And indeed, we have a whole range of options for that. And then allow yourself to fade. It can take up to 15 minutes on average, so says the research. But this method, where you stimulate your body until the sweated, exhausted spasms of a satisfyingly sweet orgasm, may be faster. So if you add the thought of aroused climax to your sleep routine, you'll feel more pleasure and sink more deeply. Now, just focus on it. Let your attention flow between your legs and think only of the gentle movement of your deft hands, eliciting the sensations you know will eventually make you come. May have already done, but it'll keep coming around again and again, a vicious cycle of orgasmic escape until the time when you truly fade into sweet, unconscious, restful, restorative sleep. And that's what's waiting for you. Your stimulation has only one course to run. The simple rotation of climax, stimulation, climax, and then eventually the escape from that loop, the only escape. Deep, exhausted, pleasant, useful sleep. You think about your skin, the places where you're touching. Focus on it with me. Add these thoughts of aroused climax to your sleep routine, feeling more pleasure and sinking more deeply. Just focus. Let your hypnotized attention flow between your legs. Think only of the gentle movement of your deft hands eliciting the same sensations you know will eventually make you come, may be making you come, may have made you come. Your attention makes your skin feel tingly, sensitive, lets the pleasure in. All you can really do is keep pursuing it. It feels good that your hands are moving of their own volition and you're caught up in a cycle where you know what the result will be. You will stimulate yourself, you will climax, you will tip over the edge into lustful, twitching pleasure, and perhaps you will feel your thighs trembling. Perhaps you'll feel your mind bubbling over with the fantasy and the need. At first, even after my words stop, your hands will continue to work between your legs. At first it will be exciting and titillating, it might even put you on edge, but then you'll notice that this experience is making your muscles gradually more tired. All of your muscles, except those in your hands, which of course will endure, will keep working. The muscles between your legs, which of course will ferry their payload of pleasure to your brain again and again. You will intensely, desperately, magnificently touch yourself, masturbating toward climax with focus and dedication. As you do this, the muscles in your toes may curl, but your feet, your ankles, your calves, your legs will feel the warm, cleansing sensation. A deep tissue massage induced by your own sweet touch, carrying away all stress and sending sleepy signals to your brain. Yes, as you continue the repetitive hypnotic movements of self-stimulation, more and more of your body will be spellbound by the potential to escape its stress and tingle downwards into deep sleep. The tingling moves between your legs, spreads to your inner thighs, up through your clenching stomach, across your chest, making your breathing deeper and deeper, more and more soothing. The warm, rising feeling grows the more you touch yourself. It will grow up to your neck and across your shoulders, that same wave of relaxing exhaustion. You'll then feel that soothing sensation that is being caused by your hypnotized masturbation. Moving up your neck, across your ears, onto your scalp, into your brain. Yes, when the relaxation you're causing by touching yourself arrives at your mind, it will begin the simple shutdown of high-order functioning, and make you only have two functions left. Yes, you'll be sapped of everything except the ability to orgasm and the ability to sleep. You'll keep doing one until you do the other. You feel it. The more you touch yourself, the more you industriously masturbate with dedication and focus. It's more that you're stripping and draining away everything that is not relaxing deep sleep or powerful moving orgasm. Those two things will be the only thing left in your head, ascending toward one or descending toward the other, until one causes the other. And you know that when you lay down to drift off to sleep, if you let your hands touch between your legs, if you let yourself begin the climb toward climax, you will also begin the descent toward sleep. Those two things are tied together so intimately now that every time you touch yourself, when you're in a restful, safe, bedded down kind of place, you begin to sink toward sleep. You begin to lose thoughts and sensations except for pleasure and sleep, drowsiness and arousal, Sensitivity and the snoozing, sinking, sleeping escape that you know you want and need. Your entire body and mind oriented around the pleasure between your legs. The more you touch, the more you masturbate, the more simply your brain will function. Powerful and simple. You'll touch and keep touching and see in your mind how your hands must look, milling over you, forcing yourself to come, touching any other place that feels good too, working you up the climactic ladder, ascending, waiting to go over the edge and fall down the other side in twitching joy, gracefully moving your hands to achieve maximum pleasure with minimum effort. Keep touching until you do drift off and fall into that restful, complete, escaping sleep. You will remember how it felt to stimulate yourself in the throes of passionate climax, and then to immediately, irrevocably, inescapably, sleep and doze and drift and sink and go as far down as you ever have. When you come, you sleep. You sleep as you come, whenever you're in safe, restful, bedded down places. Your body shivers and perhaps you smile. Perhaps your arms fall by your sides. Or perhaps you turn off your computer or remove your headphones. Or do whatever else you need to do in order to be able to completely, safely sleep without problems. Whatever the little rituals you must complete, when climax is gone, you'll sink so deep that it will all be done for the evening. The last of your concerns will fade. When you lay down and you rest, you sleep, you sink, you tire the sensation of industrious continuous masturbation, and then climactic release to that act of going to sleep. One memorable experience and then another. Each time this is a useful mechanism for making you go to sleep, it becomes more useful for future times still. When you have prepared yourself and gotten ready for bed, laid down and lost yourself to sensation, you'll let your hands slide between your legs, and you'll feel the same hypnotic sensitivity deep and indulgent in your mind like you do now. You will sleep as you come, come as you sleep, and then reach real, restful, complete sleep where you slide to the deepest layer of useful restoration, your muscles clenching and unclenching, finding new ways to feel good so you can sleep better and better. It's so good for you to touch yourself that it induces such complete and indulgent sleep and deepness. It removes your stress and makes you more completely yourself. As part of this ritual, immediately prior to sleep, you will touch, you will come, and then you will inevitably, inexorably, unstoppably drift down into deep escaping sleep until all that is left is the ability to come and the ability to sleep soundly until morning. Until you eventually rise up, and the next time you prepare to sleep, you'll find it happening all again, feeling those hypnotic suggestions and training, reinforcing what you already thought, already wanted, already craved, to come and to sleep.